Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode. I am so excited to join you live on YouTube again this week. I have many amazing and very exciting announcements to make, and I trust that you will absolutely love hearing about this. Thank you very much for being present live. If you are here live with me, please say hi in the comment. I would love to connect with you this way. If you watch on the replay, also let me know in the comments how you are receiving this transmission today and how excited you are about what I am about to announce. Thank you so much for being present. Things are shifting fast for all of us. You might notice that in your life or in the life of people around you. You might notice that as well in the collective. Hello, thank you so much for connecting live. I love it. And therefore, things are shifting fast as well for me. You know that every episode that I share here with you happens in co-creation with my High Council of Light. This High Council of Light is very special because it is the High Council of Light of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. The Golden Age Spiritual Ministry is a very powerful quantum temple of light that exists beyond this time and space reality, but that also now exists in this reality, as I have anchored the template, the grid of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry onto the earth planes about a little bit over 1.5 years ago now. Sorry, I lost my English for a moment. So it will be April 2 years. And so it means that this is now a non-for-profit, a private members association, which is its own sovereign being. It is own entity in itself. So I'm leading the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. I founded it, but this is a sovereign frequency that exists in this reality. And that is going to continue activating new layers of its own purpose and mission. And I am here for that. My purpose, my mission is to make sure that the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry activates a movement of accelerated awakening. And that is spiritual ministry. Whatever happens to me in future timelines, when I choose to exit this earth plane, will continue, becomes a legacy with many people involved in it. Volunteers, healers, channels, spiritual teachers. This is why I am training people to become extraordinary channels of light in IREA, my school of channeling, for example. Some of them will be called to co-create within this temple of light. This is why everything that I do is here to give back as much as possible. So I run many different programs. Some are paid, some are free, like here on YouTube, on my podcast. I have one-on-one sessions. All of that, all the contributions I received are shared as part of the expansion of this Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. So you, as you receive this transmission, they are broadcasted from that very high frequency. Because the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry resides within the seventh plane, it is a direct transmission from God's source, from Sophia Christ. I'm simply the human messenger of these messages, of these teachings, of these activations and cosmic surgeries. So there is not one day of my life that I do not work for it. Every day I'm connected, I'm plugged in. I am part of my High Council. I sit with them in the quantum. I connect daily. I do the work on the earth plane to shift my entire reality so I can be of better service. So we are here to really open up the wings, open up the grid of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry to offer more and also to receive more people. And this is within this template that I have felt that things are shifting again, that I feel really called. I've been asked to share more freely with the world. And for that, I need to receive financial contribution, because otherwise I cannot sustain myself. I cannot sustain the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, which employs people. They're not employees as such. They are contractors who are their own sovereign beings and entities. But I do pay quite a bit of people to help me behind the scene, so I have time to keep broadcasting for free. So every time you invest in one of our coded library products, online programs, one-on-one sessions, Iria School of Channeling, you know that your contributions are going to serving humanity. The frequency of money is a powerful energetic exchange that allows me to do what I came here to be doing, which is continuously broadcasting very advanced, exciting, powerful frequency of wisdom, so you can remember the truth of your own divinity. You can reactivate multidimensional remembrance of who you are, so you will drop false identities, mask, victimhood, aggression template once and for all, and really reclaim the powerful, unique being that you are. So in today's transmission, we will talk more specifically about that, about the false identities that we often cling on to when we awake. And it is completely normal. Remember that everything that we share is certainly not to judge, because me, Sandrine, I have also walked through that, right? False identities, big time. And I will share with you a few stories about me. You'll be able to laugh because we do that with love and kindness, right? But maybe it will ring a bell, because I'm pretty sure that you also have these plugins inside of you. This is part of the Codex of Trauma Awakening, which is a branch of the fractal dynamic system, which I channel and share with humanity. But first of all, I just want to make sure that the announcement is clear here. I will be showing up live more, guys. I will be showing up live not only at this time of the day, but also on Tuesdays. And on Tuesdays, I will have to double check the time, but it will be much earlier in the day. It will be earlier by 3 hours, actually. So it could be 12 p.m. Pacific time. If you're in New Zealand, it will be Wednesday at 9 a.m. And I will go live also to channel, to deliver amazing content. And I have been asked to open up the grid of this transmission to be able to bring more to you. So I will not only talk about the fractal dynamic system and trauma awakening, I will also share at times activations live, cosmic surgery life, which is super exciting. And also, drum rolls, some of you have been asking for it, I will do psychic readings live. So these psychic readings will be there to serve people who are joining like you live now, to share a question, and you will be able to type it in the comment. And I will take them, you know, as I feel drawn to the questions popping on my screen. And I will simply tune into your field and bring the messages that you are here to receive in this moment. It's one of my favorite things to do. I haven't done it in years, and I'm really excited. And I think YouTube is a very solid platform for that. I will also be showing up twice a week live on Instagram. And for that, I will embody the other modality. So YouTube, it is more divine masculine frame of this day and this time. Instagram will be embracing my feminine flow of, oh, let's go now. Let's be spontaneous. Let's go with the flow. But I simply know that I will be doing twice a week. So you also can receive amazing transmissions and psychic readings on Instagram. So 4 times a week, guys. It is amazing. What a way to celebrate the end of 2023 and start 2024. You might hear and spot something funny behind me. It is my dog in my fluffy white bean bag, and he's digging a little nest. And now he disappears and he looks like a fluff ball. He's so cute. Very good, Joey. Joey's so good. Joey's a very good protector. He's always here when I share transmission. I also have my Millie there, my cat, but I cannot show her on the screen right now. So very excited. So I will be sharing a lot live, and also something that is very, very potent and I'm really excited about, and I want to share it now, even if it's not ready, because who cares? I can do as I like. And I'm very bad with keeping surprises because I always want to share my excitement with everyone. I am in the process of creating and activating a membership, which is really missing right now within the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. I want to bring my community together. I want to be able to provide more coaching, more mentoring, to really embrace everything which is in the coded library and my online courses, because what is present there is gold. It is absolutely revolutionary. We co-create with star races. We co-create with many different frequencies of the light to help you reactivate who you truly are beyond this time and space reality. And so in this membership, you will be able to join the membership. There will be different levels, but you will be able to actually train, learn with me, and receive coaching. We will have like a group community. We will have some live things, components, and you will have access to pretty much all of my digital content when you join the membership at the gold level. So all of that, we are, me and my team again, like in the quantum, but also human team, we are working hard. So I thank you for all your contributions. I thank you for purchasing product for my coded library, purchasing online courses, booking one-on-one session. I thank you, all my students, for Iria School of Channeling, because your contributions help the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry broaden its audience, so share more for free. Because behind the scene of just me showing up live, there are hours of work, hours of me preparing, of me paying my team so they can broadcast it around, of me paying my team behind the scene to build all of these sequence and funnels so you get reminded when I join live. So there is a lot of expenses that happen, and the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry needs more abundance. So thank you again for your financial contributions, which are very, very welcome. And today, I would love to talk to you about a specific plugging of false identities. Why does that mean, and why do you have them? Because I'm pretty sure that you have them. So these pluggings come as part of the awakening phase, and we can get really stuck there, which then becomes dense, problematic, because it is very narrowing. Remember that this Trauma Awakening Codex talks about the 4D bridge and how we get stuck on the 4D bridge. Because basically, we awake to something. We realize that we are not just flesh and bones, that there is so much more to this life than what we can see. As we walk on the 4D bridge, we remember, I'm divine. Oh, aliens exist. Oh, what's happening behind the scene with the deep states? Oh, how do I? Why am I not progressing? Why am I here? What is my purpose in life? We have all of these things, and all of these questioning allow us to continue walking on the 4D bridge. And I say continue walking on the 4D bridge because the 4D bridge, it is a bridge. We're not supposed to stay there. If we stay there, we are stuck in trauma. We are stuck in endless suffering loop. And it's happening a lot in the spiritual world. Always processing, always healing, always a victim. No. We are not here, Middle Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, by the way, we are not here to be complacent with that. We have an energetic galactic whip, ching, ching, and we like to whip it. Because we are here to freaking activate what's present inside of you by saying, you're not a freaking victim. Stop this. You are powerful beyond measure. You have trained for this life for eons. You have trained for these lives in your past lives. You have already prepared in your future life.
And you have also trained with your ancestors, with different alternate realities. How dare you say you're a victim? How dare you say you're powerless? How many excuses do you use every single day not to show up? You know, like, nobody can really understand what I share. I don't belong and I have a community. I'm so lonely. I'm so sad. I'm so angry. I'm so frustrated. You don't understand, Sandrine. I'm so traumatized. I get it. I'm also in this shit with you. I'm also on planet Earth with you. And it's actually not shit. It's like both shit and both amazing. A dream, the best place we can be on. Because this is the place to be, by the way. This is where the party happens right now in the multiverse. Planet Earth is where pretty much everyone wants to be. And you are here. So stop mourning. Stop complaining. Remember who you freaking are. And when you remember who you are, all your victimhood, all your poor me syndromes, all your procrastination will get ditched out of the window. Bam, just like that. How? Because of you. Because of you saying yes to you, saying yes to the fire that burns in your belly, that burns in your heart, that burns in your vein, and that says, I came here for a reason. I'm powerful beyond measure. I want more of life. So if you are not ready to be shaken up, if you are not ready to look at yourself and at your life differently, if you are not ready to do the inner work, the work that I share within the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry is definitely not for you. If you want to be complacent with your victimhood and stay stuck on the 4D bridge, go somewhere else. There are plenty of spiritual mentor, coach, and healer that are very happy to be there themselves and that are very complacent with being them themselves. No judgment, observation, okay? When we have had enough of healing, when we have had enough of mourning about life and feeling trapped in the loop, then we are ready for the teachings we bring. And of course, me and the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, we are not the only ones, you know, like, you know, broadcasting from high level of frequencies. There are many amazing leaders, spiritual teachers, warrior of light are there who also share unity consciousness messages, who also broadcast for the seventh plane. Okay? I just say I am amongst them. All right? And I say that as a channel, as a spiritual teacher, because yes, I'm a spiritual teacher. I share my unique body of work that I don't copy from anyone. These are my own downloads, the downloads that I broadcast from the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. I do not own them. Other people have access to them. It is not like locked. Only at the moment, I am the only one doing it. Because I came from that, I sit with that high council. And to this day, I don't know any other human that broadcasts from the same high council. Saying that, as my students and as my clients who co-create work very closely with me, they activate their own power, their own connection with their own council of light, and they start broadcasting their own body of work, which are often part of a similar frequency, but that are very different as well, because these messages from source are broadcasted from their unique soul blueprint. So if you know that you are here to help with the ascension process, that you are a mission soul, then you might be interested in joining IRIA, my school of channeling, which is here to help you remember the truth of your divinity as a powerful channel of light, so you can anchor the codes of leadership, of dragon warrior codes, of opening up your vortex so wide that you can shift the frequency of humanity. And you know how you do it. You own it, not like with a big ego, with high level of humility, but also unshakable faith and power. And if you are really attracted, magnetized to the teachings that we share, thank you. Welcome. Let's do the work. Let's get in there. You know, because like from a quite a young age, I have learned to shift my brain into saying, ooh, hard work coming, inner work coming, internal work coming, shadow work coming, gym coming. Bring it on. Bring it on. It's making me stronger. I love it. It's amazing. So I have a very strong backbone, very strong musculature. I'm not afraid of doing anything, of doing any kind of inner work. No, I have no fears, as you know, apart from big spiders, which I keep saying, which is perpetuating the fear. So one day I will not say it any longer. False identities come when we awake and we get to know who we are on a multidimensional level, just as the first level. So once upon a time, I really wanted to know more clearly about my past lives. As you might know, I was born awake, meaning that I was able to communicate with non-physical beings, different alternatives, but it was all over the place. I was not mastering that. So I really chose to close that up as much as possible. Only I was, of course, very interested. I also had the most amazing mother. And I just actually, this episode today is dedicated to my mother. My mom, who transitioned 4 years ago, and 4 years ago, right now, today, I was in the portal between her death and her funeral. She passed on the day of the Virgin Mary, on the 9th of December, and it was such a beautiful thing for her to embrace and to go through, because she was a priestess of Mother Mary. So behind me, there is Mother Mary, you can see, with Jesus, and it comes from Rwanda. My mom lived in Rwanda for 2 years when she was only 18, and she lived in the bush with locals, you know, just to build schools and just to have an amazing experience. She always told me it was the best time of her life when she was in Rwanda. And then my sister went, and she lived there, my sister, for 2 years. She lived there with her family, and she met so many of mom's old friends, and mom went to see her, and mom went out every day because she kept such close connection with the Rwandese community, who were very present in our lives when I was in Belgium. So we have the beautiful statue there because it is a thought for mom. And mom's funerals were on the 12th portal. How powerful is that? So this episode is for you, mom. I love you. Thank you. So mom took me to some amazing psychics. And she took me to this guy. And we had instant connection. It was just like soul recognition. And he was doing what I do now, only I did not know how to do that back then. And I was like, oh my God, I wish I could do that. I want to do that one day. And I'm doing it. Basically, he was sitting on a chair and he was reading my energy and telling me about, you know, like my past lives and multidimensionality. And I had full on goosebumps, like, yes, 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 yes. So much, you know? Throughout the different sessions that we had, we explored certain identities. And as I was awakening to the truth of my multidimensionality, I was taken deep into the vortex of false identities. And I can see that in many people. For example, the witch burned at the stake. So many of us, we identify so strongly with this kind of past life that we stay stuck there. A big sign of someone stuck in a false identity is when the Insta handle says Atlantean priestess, mother of dragons, witch from Avalon, whatever. No offense if that's your Insta handle, but you're not that. You know, you are not that. You were that once. It's part of your multidimensional network, but you are so much more than that. Why do you reduce yourself to that? It's like, you were once a witch, you were once a priest, you were once a freaking regular stay-at-home mom, probably for a long time, a nun, a shaman, a child in the jungle, like everything. I don't say that you particularly, of course, you know, but like many of us here are old souls because I'm a very old soul, and so I tend to attract old souls as well as star seeds. And the star seeds that I attract are star seeds that have very strong old soul imprints. So you would not know the difference, but you will be able to co-create or to remember lives in past ancient civilizations such as Lemuria, Atlantis, Avalon, ancient Egypt, shamanic world, and things like that. So it is impossible to know the difference between like proper past lives. My oversoul network was actually there in physicality and an imprint that you have taken on from another oversoul network because you needed these data as part of your unique algorithm of life. continue following me if you want to know more. I know it can be a lot, but I love talking about the architecture of life and our multidimensionality. So false identities come when we really identify with a past life. And we are so into this kind of like, oh my God, you know, this is like past life regression, or I had a plant ceremony, you know, like, and you know what, I was a witch and I could do all of these things and I was burned. And we basically, so first of all, the people who facilitated that, they have no idea how to handle this. And it's not their fault, they were trained properly. And back in the days, I did not know either. So now that I have I received really high training from Galactics, but also Ascended Master like Hathor, Isis, Sekhmet, and others, as well as my Oversoul network, I know exactly how to handle these kind of things. But a lot of people who do past lives regression, they don't know how to work with timelines. So instead of going to root lives or like seed life, they would go into like other lives. So like if you want to clear, for example, scarcity and you do a past life, you could go in a scarcity past life that happened like 20 lives ago, when actually that was only one of them. So you want to go all the way back to the root life, which might have been 2000 years ago, if we put that in linearity, right? To actually extract the primal seed of that template, so it is extracted from the root of creation through multidimensional time and space reality going all the way to this day, and it is no longer active. This is the way I work in my one-on-one sessions. We go to the seed life. So when we go into past life, we only connect to like one life. That's what a lot of people do when they have past life regression. Most likely you have had thousands and thousands and thousands of them. You had past lives as animals, as plants, as elementals. In my own journey, I have gone as far as, you know, like one of the first consciousness on planet Earth in the water. And I love the water so much, I just did not want to leave. You know, like a lot of my consciousness buddies kind of like moved on after a while, being in the sea. It was like, okay, let's, you know, explore other elements before we move into plant realm, then animal realm, then human realms, or like a primate to evolve into humans. But I was very happy in the water. I eventually, you know, like, okay, let's get out of the water and let's experience other things. But I've also gone all the way back to source, into this, like, you know, if you think about the Big Bang, this is just a creation of this universe. Before that, they were on other universes. So my consciousness has gone back to previous universes of who I was as a multidimensional being. So I can also receive information from that, from the Big Bang. Within that, I became a dragon. I was a dragon creator. So this is why I channel a lot around dragon frequency, and more is going to come around dragons. So if you like dragons, stay in my field, because they're going to be very active, because we are starting dragon year end of January. So going back to false identities, when you do a past life regression, when you walk with past self, please do not identify with that. And do not identify with the role, the acting role that you have in humanity right now either. You are not a wounded witch or like a priest or like, no. No, you're not that. Like, these memories are there to recalibrate your field, not to become shackles. And if you identify with that, there are shackles that are going to keep you stuck on the 4D bridge. Because it means that you haven't processed the wounds and trauma for these lives. You know, like being killed for your words, killed for your voice, killed for your prayers, tortured, seeing your family tortured and destroyed in front of you. No, like none of that can be activated in this life. Why? Because we have enough shit to deal with in this life. Thank you very much. By the way, every time you choose love as a guiding force, every time you choose not to be a victim, not to choose into the aggression template, you are healing those lives. You do not need to go there all the time. This is why fractal dynamic system is so revolutionary, because we place ourselves at the center point of our fractal, witnessing our human evolving. Therefore, we know that we recalibrate the entire field of our higher self, of our oversoul network, if you prefer. And as we recalibrate that, we heal and alchemize lots of past lives, as well as ancestors' timeline wounds and connection, and of course, inner child wound. We call this horizontal line. This is recording the horizontal line, working with fractal alchemy. When you want to identify with something, ask yourself the question, am I that? And if I'm not that fully, who am I? And the answer, you might not know. I say, I don't know, Sandrine. I don't know who I am. Who I am? Who am I? Who cares? Why do we need on planet Earth to identify with freaking anything? How bizarre. How bizarre. I'm a white 42-year-old female who used to think she was just, you know, like this and that in her sexuality, in her finance, in her work, as a mother, as an ex-wife. None of that is me. I'm way bigger than that. Thank you very much. All of that are like mask acting roles that I have taken on because we need to. This is not a bad thing either. When we come here as, you know, beautiful, extremely powerful souls in tiny human bodies, there is so much that we need to learn to function in this reality that we need to embrace our acting role. And so we put on a persona. So the false identities I'm talking about are not only the identities that we cling on to because we do a past life regression, because we were Isis in a past life. No one was an ascended master in a past life. Ascended masters have transcended this earth plane and they act as overall architecture of mentoring, protection, teaching for humanity. If you think you were Isis in a past life, no, you might have imprints coming from Isis over soul network that therefore make you think that you were her, but no. Ascended masters do not have projections. The return of Christ consciousness, Christ, Jesus Christ, is activated within the heart of all humans that have said yes to choosing love as a guiding force. This is the power that ascended masters have. You can't be bothered, activating another projection like that. On the other hand, you are an angel, a master, an enlightened being already. Okay? It's just that to be able to master that frequency in physicality on planet Earth, we need to consciously choose to embody that. How do we choose to embody that? By not identifying with anything. By allowing the unique fractal, unique algorithm, unique blueprint of God that we are to flow through us unhindered, with no resistances. We think, yes, 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 I am that. I am that I am. I am eternal, immortal. I am love. I am presence. I am joy. But through me, sometimes flow the energy of the realm that I am present in, that my projection, Sandrine, had to create an identity to fit in this reality. Because if I go out for a drink and it's like, who are you? I'm not going to be like this freaking annoying spiritual person. Oh, I'm no one, you know, I identify as no one. Oh my God. There is nothing that is to be got on of than that. I've been in festivals. That happens in Bali a lot, you know, like, who are you? Oh, you know, it's like, okay, so that's also kind of like very, very much like ego boosted. I know what you mean, but just drop off your high horse. Just tell me your name, your age, where you're from. You know, that is part of the human convention, you know? So when people ask me, who are you? I'm like, I'm Sandrine. I live there in Wellington City on Cuba Street. I love my life. I'm 42. I got 2 kids. I'm a spiritual teacher. I do it consciously. It is part of loving the game on planet Earth. So here, what we are sharing is literally a surgery of asking you, telling you, showing you how to embrace your humanity with such high level of consciousness that you love the human that you are right now. You love all your quirks, your edges, your perfect imperfections. You know that you are here to kind of better yourself, but you do it with pleasure and joy. consistency and courage, yes, but you don't, like, you don't hate yourself. False identities come and they create like this cap. So you cannot reclaim more of your identity as a multidimensional being, more of your, you know, infinite self, if you stay stuck with false identities. Because you will identify with the trauma and the template of the timeline of that identity. So do you really want to keep embodying the suffering of the witch, the Atlantean priest that you were once? No, you have moved past beyond that. This is just a pocket of coding within your overall soul network. So that is one aspect of false identities that happen when we awake. But when we awake, we also question ourselves, who am I? Continue asking yourself that and never stay limited to one answer, because you are more than that, more than that, more than that. And again, humans need to define things, humans need to know. And when we really are a human that needs to know, it's because we suffer from anxiety, because we are cut from faith for eternal consciousness because of so many things. Also, it can come from like so many different architecture within your chart. So astrologically, human design. So really work on knowing what you need to know and then relax in everything that you don't know, because you will never know anything. There's only one being that knows everything. It's God. Even ascended masters, angels, archangels, you know what? They don't know everything, okay? Because they're not God. They know themselves. They know themselves so well that they know very well that they can still surprise themselves. Because Jesus, Mary Magdalene, Buddha, they keep on ascending. They keep on evolving beyond the earth realms by serving the earth planes in their cases. But they know very well that they are not just that. They continue co-creating with their multidimensional network that also exists in other realities, other star systems, other universes even. Okay? So every time you want to stay stuck in an identity, question yourself, why? Why is this identity giving you? What kind of validation is it providing in your life? Are you validating your wounds, your victimhood, your inability to speak your truth, to communicate clearly, to stand up in your power, to connect with your purpose, to be a leader, to be a psychic? Are you validating your inability to do the work of reactivating that because you were wounded and tortured in a past life as a witch? Because then, you know what? That's just going to keep on happening. This is who you are. You literally define yourself as that. And you justify your lack of expansion by clinging on to this one tiny identity, which creates the shackles. That is an enslavement that you actually say yes to. Isn't that interesting? So before accusing the matrix system and other people of preventing you from evolving, look inside. How are you treating yourself? Get to know yourself more. Because you are an infinite, internal, multidimensional being of the light, you are powerful beyond measure, you're abundant, you are free, you are connected, you are loved, and you are loving. So everything that is not a match to that in your identity and therefore your reality is part of the freaking game. How can I be more that? You know, like, I share all of these things, and it's being channeled from the seventh plane through my high council, but my human Sandrine is not an ascended master, okay? My human Sandrine is like, how do I freaking activate that for divine union, for example, for opening up my vortex? Because yes, I do feel and want and see visions of me sharing these messages in front of crowds of thousands of people. How can I activate that? That is God's plan. I show up every day by choosing not to identify with anything reductionist. I do not know, like, literally, if I have to say, who am I? Like, really, in the intimacy of my heart, you say, I don't know. And it is actually a really empowering answer. I don't know, not in a victim way, not in an anxious, stressed way, but in an empowered, juicy fucking, I love it way. I don't know who I am because I am the eternal light of God itself flowing through me in each and every moment, each and every second that I breathe on this planet. And as every minute passes, and then another minute passes, another minute passes, I can be a new version of me as I allow God to flow through me. So how could I know who I am? I am way too big for that, way too majestic, way too powerful, too abundant. My life is simply witnessing myself becoming myself. And I become myself by not identifying with anything reductionist. So at times, I consciously embrace an identity. And I do it so consciously that I am not experiencing enslavement from it. For example, Sandrine has a wild party girl inside of her, and it's always been there. I love to go dancing on house music and techno. I've loved it since I was 16. I've been doing it. I love a good party. I love to have lots of people around. I love to have a drink. Sometimes I have a bit of weed, and I just love it. I just vibrate with the sound. I dance all night long, and I make lots of new friends, and it's like an amazing community. It gives me so much juiciness in life. That is an identity. Do I stay stuck in that identity? No. And I do not stay stuck in that identity because I know that if I was, it would become reductionist and it would become a shackle because it means that I would need to do that all the time and also to identify more with that persona. In the world on planet Earth, that persona would have very strong addictions. I don't want to have any addictions. I've tackled my addiction. Thank you very much. So at times, my identity of the party girl comes out. And she will be out for as long as it is needed for the human to be. But then, no more party girl. Like for 3 years, I was not a party girl any longer. I was the daughter of a mom who had passed away. And I was in the grieving portal. But at the same time, I was in my identity of being really sad, also angry at nothing and no one, not even God, because my mom wasn't there any longer. That was one of my identity. The other identity was a relentless, activated, thirsty woman who said no to all lower standards, no to all addictions, no to everything that's not a match to who she wanted to become. I became the identity of a spiritual teacher, of a powerful channel, of a powerful trend channel. I have the identity of a mother, of an ex-wife, of a sister. I have so many different identities and I can play those roles really well. And it's not being fake. It is literally allowing the light of God to flow through this facet of the diamond that I am and to say, flow in this way, in the most ecstatic way that you flow. So when I'm in my identity of the mother, with my daughters, I really like, I'm like, oh, I fully embrace it. Not to say I'm the best mother. I can be a very grumpy mom. In the evening, like, oh, my kids, no, don't ask me anything, but mom's batteries in the evening for motherhood or anything else, by the way, apart from a good party at times, it's like, nope, I just need to be in my pajama and relax. Okay, much more of a morning person. So I'm sharing this with you. Because we would love for you to really place the false identity plugging, which is trauma awakening, an enslavement template that you co-create yourself. And that, yes, the matrix is very good at perpetuating the sick person. You know, like right now, a very strong part of me wants to get enslaved into the identity of a woman who suffers from chronic pain because it's been going on for 2.5 years now. So it's a while, but I refuse it. I share this on social every now and then. My kids know because, yeah, I do complain about backache and I cannot walk for a long time. And I was like, oh, my God, I need to sit down. But other than that, it's like just you're fucking back off pain, you know, like, you know, like I'm dealing with it. It's going to go away. This is not my identity. I know exactly what it is. This is karmic. This is also part of my rebirth as another version of the dragon that I am. But I'm not going to identify with someone who suffers from chronic pain. I'm not that. This is just happening for my body because I'm ascending. So it requires high level of vigilance. But when you do that, the level of freedom that you have, it's amazing. It's amazing. Imagine being so free because you don't identify with anything. You can have the sexuality that you want, the gender that you want, the hair that you want, the clothes that you want. You can do whatever the fuck you want. And you are so anchored into being the unique fractal of God consciousness that you want to be, that you don't even give a shit about what people think. Literally. You want to put me in that box. Thank you very much. Here is the box. Dragon breath. Poof. No more box. I do that a lot with my students, and I'm doing this a lot with you now, because a lot of people want to box me in this lovely, spiritual, cute teacher. I do not say that I'm not lovely or cute or a spiritual teacher. It's not that. But people, when they get to know me more and more by listening to my transmissions, by hanging out with me, you know, like online or in life, they see like, ooh, she's actually really different than I thought she was. She swears a lot. She's very powerful. She's outrageous. Sometimes she makes very inappropriate jokes. She has a very dark sense of humor. She's not afraid of the shadows. She actually easily goes in the shadows. She can like handle demons like poof, like this. But she also shakes people up. She's a wild girl. Like, oh my God, when she's on to a party, like I can't keep up with her. She's really intense. So I continuously kind of like allow God to flow through me in such a free way that no box fits me. People cannot figure out where I belong. My friends here that are not spiritual, they really don't understand this other identity, you know? Like there's so many of my identities, like if I hang out with humans that are attached to that, that's not going to work out. Not going to work out because I am not on a pedestal. I am not this. I am not that. I am who I need to be in the moment. And I've changed so much. I was recently talking to someone that I hadn't seen in 6 years and he couldn't believe how different I was. Yet, as we were chatting after a good party, he's like, but that I can see, that I see, because I remember you like 6-7 years ago, phew, we had some pretty wild party together and I see it's still there. But everything else is so much more refined, so much more powerful. Like you look younger than 7 years ago. So this is what happens when we are the light of God, when we try our best, right, to be the light of God. Is this extreme liberation to experience and be playful with life. You know, as my mom is very present for this transmission, because this episode is dedicated to her, as it was the portal of her transition 4 years ago. And my mom was very stuck in many identities. And she was also, of course, on a spiritual growth journey, like big time, and knowing what she had, like she had a massive brain tumor. It was taking a quarter of her brain. So it was really a shock because we realized that she might have had that brain tumor pretty much like 30, 40 years even. So I might have known my mom with brain tumor all her life, and it was compressing the emotional center. And she was always doing work to be more in connection with her emotions. I feel emotional. You know, she was always like, oh, you know, maybe it's because I'm Cancerian, but like it's really challenging for me to express my emotion and I feel so deeply. And she would share that with me and she would just continuously do the inner work of being a better person, you know, finding why she was not healthy, why her body was like that. And at the end of, like, you know, it's just freaking brain tumor. And then she got operated and then she, poof, like 9 months of her worst nightmare. So she became another person in and out of consciousness. Sometimes she knew what had happened. Sometimes she had no idea. She was just all over the freaking place. But I remember that one day when I was there with her, because you know, I spent all my time, energy and money in 2019 to just go back to be with her as she was really unwell and dying.
And one day she told me, and she was crying, you know, crying. And she told me, you know what, I really regret not living more, freely. And she just burst into tears. And I know very well, and I'm sure you have heard that people, when they are in the portal of transitioning, you know, through the death portal, they are filled with regrets. because they were so fucking stuck in false identities. So don't be that person. Don't be the person who's going to die one day thinking, shit, I've missed the mark all along. I was so stuck into being a freaking broke single mom. I was so fucking stuck into identifying as a witch that I was carrying the trauma for a freaking past life, for goodness sake. I was so stuck into thinking that I continuously suffer from this, that I'm a victim of that, I will never meet the man of my life. Fuck that. I'm swearing here because I'm doing it for mom who never allowed herself to swear because it's not proper, because we don't do these kind of things. And I do it in English because it is easy, because there is no weight of the French upbringing that I had, you know, like Belgian speaking French, French speaking upbringing. So do not be that person filled with regrets because you did not try other identities. Explore life, but in a gracious, intelligent, wise way. We are not here to burn everything down to the ground, hate ourselves and the people around us. No, we are here to say, am I really just that? Am I more than that? If I am more than that, how can I graciously discover more of me, embody more of me? A very practical way to do this is that ask your heart, what is present that I really want to embrace right now? Maybe you want to try salsa dancing. Maybe you want to try pole dancing. Maybe you've always wanted to go to that country. Just, it's like there's no reason to wait. And as I say this, your mind will tell, oh, Sandrine, yes, this reason, that reason, that reason. That's all excuses. When we really want something, we go and we get it. Okay? And I know that at times it is more challenging. I'm activating in 2024 a timeline that is so opulent, that resides in such high level of frequency in terms of abundance, prosperity, and freedom from me and my daughters, that my human has a ton of excuses why it's impossible to do. But you know what? I don't fucking listen to that, because that's an old identity. That's a reductionist identity. The God flowing through me wants that, wants to travel with my kids around the world for a few months next year. Why? Because it's fun. I do not even need to place it in kind of like purposeful, spiritual way. I do it because I want it, because it's fun. So when we look at shifting away from false identities, we ask the heart. We live from the heart. We breathe from the heart. We evolve from the heart. Otherwise, it's going to be ego distorted. And we're going to be mean and resentful towards other people. Don't be that. Other people around you have nothing to do with your awakening process. That's all on you. Let people be. If you want to activate a new timeline, it is on you. No one else will do it for you. So if you're waiting for your partner, for your children, for your mom to catch up with you, you will be waiting all your life. Okay? You're not here to wait all your life. You're here to do it now. Now is the time. Now. So start by small steps. Create a vision board. Allow yourself to dream. No one needs to know what you dream about. It happens inside your heart. It's part of your visions. Visualize yourself traveling. Visualize yourself with so much amount of money on your bank account. Visualize yourself serving other people the way you want to serve. Visualize yourself dancing, practicing art. Whatever you fancy trying, do it. You always have full permission from God, from your soul, to play, to enjoy, to experiment. This is how you're going to drop away from false identities. A false identity could be, I'm not good at this, I'm not good at that. Well, maybe you were not born with that activated. Like for me, it's mathematics, accounting, ugh. I hate it. All of that. So maybe it's not activated, but if I spend time doing it, I will be better at it. So maybe you want to be more psychic. Maybe you want to channel. Maybe you want to connect with your purpose, your high council, your own body of work. You have no idea how to do it. Learn. I teach heaps on the subject. I have a lot of projects on my coded library, which is not expensive, by the way. if you are in a position of already healing, already being like a Reiki healer, psychic healer, a coach, Theta coach, healing practitioner, channel, or whatever, then you can join my school of channeling, because you're already at a certain frequency of connection with your gift that you can amplify. This school of channeling is an accelerated way of opening up your consciousness to reclaiming the truth of your multidimensionality. So we work on reactivating gifts and timelines from thousands and thousands of lives. Now, not tomorrow, now. And it's happened over 1 year. This is this curriculum. Okay, so if you're interested in joining IRIA again, simply send me a message. We have a Bali retreat coming. This is the last time that the Bali retreat is included in the prize. After this intake, there won't be any inclusion of the retreat. It will come as an extra, full transparency. I want to illustrate the phenomenon of identities here with my little whiteboard because it hasn't been used yet. So people watching on the podcast, I'm drawing a big circle. And this circle represents our oversoul network. So I'm writing OS in it. Within this oversoul network, of course, here for the purpose of clarity, because our human brain needs to comprehend what we share, this oversoul network is definite. It is a circle, okay? In this circle, we have many different circles. So here I'm tracing lots of little circles, like little bubbles. All of these are pockets of information, datas. Remember, the age of Aquarius, it's the age of information. So what we are sharing is anchored into the template of the new golden age, which is the Aquarian age, the age of consciousness revolution. This is what everything we share is about information. Once you understand the architecture of information, you understand the architecture of life, your purpose, who you are. This is what we teach, okay? So when you have all of these different pockets of information, each of these pockets is a formula. Each of these formula belonged once upon a time to a life somewhere. And they all come together to create this gigantic field of information that you are. So when you connect to a past life as a witch in Europe, like I have done myself, and I stay stuck in that identity for years, guys, all my childhood, because that memory came to me just out of nowhere. Well, actually, there's a whole story behind it, but basically I was reactivated around the age, I'm not quite good with age, but I would say 9 or 10 years old, and I stayed with that identity for years until I understood, you know, how to actually shift from my identity to another one. So basically, when you work with the data field within your oversoul network of the witch, it means that you go there in a past life and you simply connect to that pocket of information there. Okay. And so you can receive what I call the gift, the positive, and what I call the challenges, the trauma, the wounds, the negative. It's always interwoven. Every life has them. Even amazing lives in ancient civilizations would have certain pockets of density within them. Okay? So when you visit in past life like that, it is extremely important that you connect to the trauma and to the gifts, and that you only keep the gifts. So all the trauma, you ask your angel, ask your team to recalibrate that. Because that's eventually what's being recalibrated, so it's no longer active, so it becomes like a neutral charge. So it means that you elevate the frequency of your oversoul network, the fractal that you are. The degree of variability of your fractal increases. Okay? So you keep the gift, and that is great. That is great because all of a sudden, you are interested in learning more about herbs and plants. You're going to cultivate a garden. You're going to learn to heal yourself differently. You're going to look at the moon phases and so on. And it is fantastic. But it is just one aspect. When you can connect to another life, especially if you work with me and my high council in one-on-one sessions or in IRIA School of Channeling, or very soon to come, in the membership portal that is going to be opening its doors very soon, hopefully in January. When you connect also with us through more like galactic connections, ancient civilizations connections and things like that, then you can, oh my God, you can reactivate things beyond this world. It's like how to connect with, for example, I have the Syrians with me co-creating at the moment more precisely. So what is this frequency? How do I connect with it? It's the same with star seeds, you know, and a lot of old souls like that, you know, like same false identity. Oh, I am Andromedan. Oh, I am Arcturian. No, you are not. Yes, you might have had most of your lives within the Oversoul network. So when people identify them that, they go to see someone who's going to say, oh, you're a starseed from there. But actually, no, because what they tap is that there is a huge portion of these bubbles here, these data in the Oversoul network that are coded Sirius, for example, or Andromeda, Palladians, and so many more. So they're going to say, you're a Sirian starseed. No, it is just that the majority of the frequency within the Oversoul network could be from that realm. But you are not that. That is also reductionist. That is also a shackle. You are more than that. So we all experience in a multidimensional reality. So we are all more than just one star race, just more than one archetype. We are so much more than that. So yes, get to know why someone says that you are Syrian. Because like, for example, for me, I know, like I trans-channel the Arcturians, for example, it is who I am. I am Arcturian, but I am also evolving on Andromeda. I've also been on Sirius for a freaking long time. I actually finished pathway of evolution on Sirius and in Arcturus. Okay, so I am now choosing to have my pathway on evolution on planet Earth. It started with the birth of planet Earth and it will end at the end of planet Earth because this is the pathway that I chose. So yes, I have been here for a freaking long time. This is what allows me to gives me to facilitate this kind of transmission. But I do not say I'm an Arcturian starseed. I do not even say I'm a dragon starseed, even though in this universe, the first frequency that I embody is a dragon. I'm beyond that because I've seen myself in other universes before that. So I'm not even a dragon, even if it's the primal form that I am. Amongst all frequencies that I channel and that I am, at the current moment, the dragon frequency is the one that I identify with the most, that is expressed through me the most. When I trans-channel the Arcturians, it is the Arcturians. When I connect with Mother Mary, I channel from more like a mother frequency, like a, you know, like divine feminine frequency. So you are freaking epic. You are so multidimensional. Get to know yourself. Don't stay stuck in false identities. Keep asking who I am. And every time you answer, I don't know, take a deep breath and say, well done, you. Well done. Because if I'm not that, it means that I'm evolving into becoming a new version of self. It means that I'm on the process of accelerated evolution. I am continuously evolving. I am more love. I am more light than ever before. Thank you very much for watching this transmission today, live and on the replay. Please like, share, and follow to support me and the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. On Spotify, on Apple Podcast, please leave reviews, all of these little stars. I received a feedback from Spotify saying that we had a boom by nearly 55% of new followers and reviews last year. So thank you all so much who give me review, who comment, who share with others, because it allows me to continue my work. As you know, we need contributions, energetic and financial. Okay? Thank you very much. So if you are on my newsletter list, then you will be notified about all of these amazing things that are happening, the weekly lives on YouTube, which happen at a regular time. And on Instagram, it is going to be spontaneous. But keep following me on these two platforms. The more you engage with my content, the more you will be aware when I go live and therefore maybe receive a free psychic reading, which would be amazing. When you follow, you like and comment, I pop more into your field and you support me. So I'm so grateful for that. Remember to visit my website, sandrines.com, if you are interested in sharing your contribution and at the same time receive amazing, highly coded content. embrace the 12-12 portal happening for me here tomorrow, for you in the States and other part of the world, maybe in 2 days. It's going to be absolutely powerful. It is a wonderful time to be alive. I'm so grateful to share this reality together with you now. I send you lots of love and I will see you next time.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.